Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angels Are Near Us. I'm your host, Linda Torres. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. I'm always excited to bring all of you wonderful messages and information on the angels and the archangels on this one-hour program. So, first of all, tonight we have a special guest. Her name is Jennifer Yost, which I will tell you about in a minute. I just also want to let you know that the first part of the program will be talking to Jennifer. And for the second part of the program, the lines will be open because I will be giving angel readings. Or you can call in for any questions or any kind of healings that Jennifer can also be providing. Excuse me. So you know that I always invite the angels and archangels to be with us because of our free will. And I know that they would love to bring guidance to all of us tonight. So just let me give a brief introduction of Jennifer Yost, who is our guest tonight. She is a trained psychotherapist and a Reiki master. She incorporates Reiki and quantum healing into her private practice of psychotherapy, creating a holistic dynamic. So from this work, Jennifer says that she became inspired to create the One Gathering, which is she's talking about that tonight. And this is a spiritually based program to assist in the spiritual evolution process that we're presently living on the planet. So the intention of the One Gathering is for people to feel lighter, inspired, and have expansion in consciousness. The One Gathering will be taking place this August, and she will give you all the details. So I am very honored to introduce Jennifer Yost. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you for being here tonight. I'm really excited because I know that you're going to talk a lot about energy, which is very interesting. The angels have always, you know, talked about raising our vibration. So let me ask you, first of all, what is the One Gathering and how did you come up with this vision?
Well, the One Gathering, you did a very eloquent job of describing it in your description of it. But it is basically, as you said, it was created in place to just assist people in this process we're currently, that's currently underway on the planet. And some symptoms of that process is just how our economy is, I put it as in a reboot or a reset. And so, and our government, too, to certain degrees. It's just old systems are falling that just really aren't really working for us, and I think that's a symptom of the rise in consciousness on the planet. And I wanted to figure out a way to assist everybody, myself included, in adjusting to this higher consciousness, because sometimes, you know, we are human, and we may or may not consciously understand what's happening. We might feel it in our body on a physical level, like we might feel more fatigued or sick more often or just low energy and not really understand why. And sometimes that's just because energetically we're changing. And the One Gathering, it's to be put in place to just kind of boost people up, so it's an easier transition instead of kind of not knowing what's going on and kind of walking around in the dark room trying to feel your way around. The One Gathering is supposed to, the intention behind it is just to turn the lights on in the room and help folks, you know, find their way and look around in the room.
I understand exactly what you're saying, because it seems like with everything that's going on the planet, and in our nation, you know, everything is moving, everything is changing. But and correct me on this, so what the One Gathering is doing is like an attunement to everyone, right? Because when you say it's multisensory, it will help us in all areas, physically,
yes,
spiritually, and it's that attunement that is given.
Mm-hmm. And that's the unique part of this program. So it's a 2.5-hour program, to get down to the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah.
And it's the wisdom that's provided, and sometimes it's just a reminder to people that are already familiar with the duality that we live in the world, and then, but we're also part of this oneness, this energy, this place we all kind of come from, but we're also in a human body. So that message is conveyed in kind of along some practical matters and in a way that people can kind of grasp and understand. And then towards the end of the program, we do, yes, an energetic attunement on the whole, the people in attendance at one time, because the thought process behind that was, you know, when we do this work on a group level, it tends to be more impacting or more causes a bigger ripple, if you will, of energy going out there. And that was part of my individual work I do with people, which is wonderful. It's great. But I, at the same time, it's like, wow, I'm kind of just tossing small pebbles into the pond of consciousness. How can I really loft a big boulder? And this is what came to me. And I finally, it became clear on, and how to, for me anyway, my process and how to go about doing this. So I created the One Gathering, and the attunement is basically to, you know, the folks that are there, they hear the concepts presented, and, you know, a lot of times we can attend inspirational talks and we walk out of there feeling pretty good and thinking, oh yeah, that's great stuff, but then 2 or 3 days later it kind of goes by the wayside.
Yes, no, I was just saying that we do forget. We have to be reminded.
Right. And so, but with the attunement, which just means coming into alignment or becoming one, the energetic attunement helps people to let those concepts that we've presented to them in the program that are floating in their consciousness to really come down through into their beingness. So there's an inner shift created on a most subtle level, to where they walk out of there with a shift in consciousness on an energetic level. And they might notice that showing up in their life on the most subtle ways, to where maybe they're not responding to a situation in their usual manner. Or, I mean, the whole attunement is really based around the heart chakra and cultivating more compassion and opening the heart chakra up so we can become more tolerant of each other and not so come from such a judgmental place.
So that's exactly, that's more compassion and more lovingness toward each other, toward your own person, your own spirituality, your own spirit, in a way.
Right.
So I was going to ask you, let's tell everybody, when is this taking place? I know it's in August, and where is it at?
It's August 30th, which is on a Sunday, and it's here in Seattle at the Seattle Center, at the Center House Theater. That's within the Seattle Center. And it's going to be from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And tickets are on sale right now for $20. I wanted to keep it at a relatively low price so people can afford it and come and get whatever they need to get out of it. And I have a website for it, which if people want to visit that to learn more about it and the featured guests, it's at theonegathering.com, and that's just theonegathering.com, the One Gathering.
Gathering.com. So yeah. How many people do you think will attend that? Or have you done these in the past is my other question, too.
Yeah, this is the third one I've done, and the first two I were kind of more of, let's just see if I can pull this off, because in my Reiki practice, I teach Reiki, and for those listeners out there that are somewhat familiar with Reiki, or not at all, that's a healing system that's just a hands-on healing system that's based in energy, and it just helps to restore one back to balance on mental, emotional, spiritual, physical level. And when somebody takes a Reiki Level 1 class, there is an energetic attunement given to the student. And all, like I said, it's just an attunement to help align them to their higher self and also for them to become a stronger channel of the universal life energy that's all around us that we all have access to, and it's the energy that we're made up of. But the Reiki attunement just enables them to really access that in a much stronger capacity. So I took the concept of giving a Reiki attunement to an individual and transferred that over to the One Gathering vision of just giving an attunement of not necessarily for people to channel Reiki, but an attunement on a crowd at one time, as if it was one person, in order just to help them release what no longer serves them in their life or something they're blocked about, and to just allow them to have a higher vibrational frequency, because that's the other thing that happens when you become attuned to Reiki energy or higher frequencies of energy. So that's basically, in essence, if somebody were to come to the One Gathering, myself and the other facilitators are channels to allow higher frequencies of energy to come through for that we are offering to those in attendance to receive, and it's up to their higher selves how much of that energy they're going to receive at that time. And so, because the intention is set that, you know, you will receive whatever you need to receive, and it's all for the highest and best good.
That's wonderful. I remember that when we talked a little bit a few weeks ago, you know, we were talking about the energies and the energies also of the angels. And I know that you have some kind of inspiration from Archangel Michael. You know, he is the warrior of light, and I think you were mentioning that as well.
Yeah.
And how you sense that Michael has also helped you, because, well, the angels, the archangels are healers, and they are those energy beings that can help us in a way. You know, they have always told me, and I tell clients that, you know, just ask your angels to fill you with light, and you will feel that divinity within you. It will come, and everybody gets exactly what they need, just like you're mentioning. You will
right.
receive exactly what you need at that time. So this is a wonderful thing that when you're in a mass group, like you're saying, it's much more powerful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's kind of exponentially multiplied at that point, because everybody is at one. And that's the whole basis of the One Gathering, is to create a sense of oneness amongst a crowd of people. And the attunement helps to facilitate that feeling even more. And then they've got that experience in their consciousness, so when they leave, they can hold that state. And that's also the intention that's set for the One Gathering and for the attunement process.
Do you, Jennifer, do you want to talk about a little bit about the duality? Because sometimes people don't understand a lot about that, so our listeners could just...
Sure.
Duality and the oneness.
Sure. So when I mention duality, what I'm referring to is that we're a spiritual being having a human experience. Mm-hmm. And in the human experience, on this earth plane, there's a sense of right and wrong, good and bad, and that's in that duality of right and wrong. Well, that's put in place from a spiritual perspective to teach life lessons that we're here to get while we're on the planet. And that's great, but we don't want duality to completely run the show. There's another awareness going on of a higher self, or the observer self, that is all-knowing and is in the background kind of watching this dance that we call life here on Earth. And we also have what's called the good old ego, and which we definitely need to navigate on the planet. We need it to help us get to A to B, and it also is teamed with our beautiful, intelligent minds also that we are born with and given, and the brain is a great tool to have as well, but it's not a tool of eternity. It's basically a nice complement to our human body, which, if you wanted to put a spin on the human body, you could say it's our spacesuits that we need to be on the planet to kind of show us the show here that we're experiencing. And so a lot of us, including myself at times, really let the ego in the brain run, take the lead in how I run my life, whereas instead of the ego being my master, how about the ego becomes my servant and my higher self is the master of the show? Because I consider my higher self, like I said, all-knowing and the wisest part of me. So just a daily practice is to remember to remember that I need to click into my higher perspective. And the quickest and most direct route that I find that works best for me is bringing my awareness into the heart chakra. Because that's very different from my awareness if I'm up in my head, which, for an example, I can just, for those of you listening, you can, for just a moment, this exercise just takes a minute, you can close your eyes and go ahead and bring your awareness, just have it up there in your head where you probably already are, most of you. And this is where we are usually frequently throughout the day, because we're busy and we're doing things and running around and problem solving. Okay, and so just feel what that space feels like behind your eyes. Okay. Now I invite you to just bring your breath down into your heart center, into your chest, the center of your chest, along with your awareness. Just continue, if thoughts come up, just continue to redirect your focus into your heart center. And just notice what this space is like and your experience with that. Two different feeling perceptive areas. And so if you're still, you're still in your heart chakra, imagine what this planet would be like if all of us spent at least 50%, half of our lives or half of our daily experiences from the heart place. Mm-hmm. It'd be a very different feeling on the planet.
Absolutely. You know, it just felt like, you know, going to the center of my heart, just going to the center of my being.
Yeah.
And that's who we really are. And like you're saying, if we did this for 2 minutes, 2 minutes a day, I can imagine what it is to do it for 2 hours, right?
Right. Yeah. And,
wow.
And just making it a part of your daily practice, it can kind of become fun. And even when I try to remember to practice this, even during the most mundane activities, like if I'm washing dishes or driving in my car, and the easiest way, if I find thoughts emerging or I'm thinking about, you know, past or the future, it's like, okay, let's drop down to the heart. And I just keep redirecting myself until at one point, you know, it just starts to become a natural place in here. And I'm not bashing the mind. It's a great thing. We need it. But to click into that when we, you know, need it to solve problems or work on tasks at hand or balance our checkbook, because that's really what it's for. And the mind is more than happy to team with the heart if we just invite it to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I really like that you did this, and I hope our listeners did that little practice, because you say you did this in your everyday life, and it just changes the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, you just feel that joy. It's like a, I just felt like an elation suddenly, you know, where, oh, this is such a gift. It's such a gift.
Yeah.
That, you know, we can just go to that place of our center, of our heart, which is
uh-huh.
where we are. That's where we come from, and that's where we're supposed to be. You know, we forget sometimes. And
yeah.
it's so great that you remind us that how this can change, these little details can change our life in such a great way.
Yes, it's simple but profound, profound practice.
Absolutely. So let me just ask you, who are, is there any other guest there with you that will be participating that day, or?
Yeah, so a few of my colleagues, Eileen Day, she's a fellow Reiki master, and she is the director of the Reiki training program here in Seattle, and it's one of the only state certified programs here, vocational mm-hmm. training program. And so she actually, the piece of the program she does is she takes us into the guided meditation of the attunement while the rest of us work energetically on that. And she does amazing work and has CDs out there. And, yeah, you should really visit her website if you have the chance. And then I have Matt Kahn and Julie Detmar, and they are intuitive healers and spiritual teachers, and they do some pretty powerful, profound work. Matt is a intuitive channeler. I think his nickname is the Messenger, and he basically brings forth higher messages from ascended masters. And then Julie works with him, and they work in tandem, and they bring in the divine feminine energy and then divine male energy, and they're also based in the vision of oneness. And so I have them doing a piece of the program with their work, and then the musicians, the other aspect of the program is to have live musicians that intuitively can tune in to the energy of the attunement process in order to match the vibrational frequency with sound. So that's Dean and Dudley Evanson, and they've been doing this work, their musical work and healing, for over 30 years. And so I feel really honored and privileged to have them be a part of the One Gathering this year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have a great group there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fabulous.
Very good. So that's August 30th. We'll remind everybody, 2009, and it's 4 to 6:30 in Seattle. So we'll remind everyone. It is the www.theonegathering.com if anybody wants more information on this event that's coming up in August. We're going to take a short break, Jennifer.
Okay.
To our listeners, just stay tuned, because you can call in to ask Jennifer any questions, or Jennifer also can give healings, right, Jennifer, if they would
sure.
like. Because you do.
I'm open.
And then I can give any angel readings for those who want their messages today. So please stay tuned, and let me give the numbers out so when you could start calling in. It's toll-free number 888-815-9756 worldwide, or 530-876-3222. So we will be back in about 2 minutes.
Cause and Love, Cause and Love, BBS Radio. Cause and Love, BBS. Cause and Love, Cause and Love, BBS Radio. Cause and Love, BBS. Cause and Love, Cause and Love, BBS. Love, 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 love
Hi there. We're back, everyone. So start calling in. You can ask questions. You can receive healings or messages from the archangels. Our numbers are 888-815-9756 worldwide, or our line number 1-530-876-3222 or 530-876-9916. So lines are open and angels are waiting.
Yes, they always are excited to help and
so tell me
to get the call.
Tell me your experience with Michael.
Well, my experience with Michael, well, I really have always just resonated with him, and when I usually call upon him during a healing session that I'm conducting, and I just find him, for one, sometimes in doing this work, the lighter one becomes, sometimes it's kind of the moth to a light effect.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can be a little bit more susceptible to lower frequencies coming towards you because they're in need of healing or they want to become light as well. So they go to the light, right? So a lot of times I've just felt Michael's presence in helping to protect me, or when I'm doing a healing, I'll call upon him to use his sword of light to cut away any things that are attached to people, cords, emotional cords, or things of that nature that aren't really serving them. And he comes in and does that. And then Archangel, I believe it's Gabriel, will take those cords back to the rightful owners and love. And so I find him to be a big help in just clearing energy, unwanted energy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He is, the sword is of protection, and his light is like a blue indigo light, and just can surround you with that light and take away any kind of negativity. And you know, I have experienced that as well. And you know, and the thing about Michael, they always, you know, you always see him in paintings as a warrior, which he is, but he's just a loving warrior. But he does give courage and strength and integrity and protection, which is very loving as well. But he's very sympathetic, and he has a lot of patience with some of us.
He's an angel of great. He represents great strength too to me. And I don't know why. I just always resonate with him. And it's interesting you mentioned the light blue indigo light around him, because that's a color that's often come through to me during sessions when I've been receiving. And I think that's an energy that I very much resonate with. And maybe sometimes even bring through in some of the healings I do. Maybe sometimes I'm channeling some of that Michael light for the healings.
So when you do your private practice, you do Reiki. You have a private practice in Seattle as well?
Yes, I do. And that was an interesting story. I've been in the counseling field for 12 years now, and I came to a point in my life where I was like, huh, what do I want to do? Do I want to do this for, you know, another chunk of my life? If so, then I think I need to go back to graduate school to get my master's degree in it. But I was kind of on the fence about it. And about this around the same time, I was with some friends, and one of them had hurt herself. And so I instinctively just went over and put my hand over where she had hurt herself, and the phenomenon, it was like none other I had experienced, and I didn't even know why I was doing what I was doing, but it was kind of like I pulled something out of if she had hurt her knee, out of there. And anyway, all that we knew was that her knee felt better after I had taken my hand away from it. And
You're definitely a healer, because I could feel that. Like you're that you have really strong energy. I think I heard a caller. Hello?
Oh.
Hello. Hi. This is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. Thank you for calling in. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm better and better.
Great. Do you have a question, or what would you like?
A couple things. What kind of information that they just would like to tell me, but another one was my eyes, vision, I was like to see clearer. You know, the some seems as though there's something over my eyes a little bit that I just don't have the clarity with. But so I was kind of wondering in that aspect of if there's something there that I need to that I'm not either not wanting to look at or that I do need to look at to clear this up.
Do you want to take that, Jennifer? I have just a few.
Okay,
I have one.
Why don't you?
Yeah, I have. What's coming in right now is Archangel Raphael Scott, and he's really trying to take care of you. Have you had this for some time?
Yes, it's been going on for quite a while.
But have you been? You've been taking care of it with doctors or?
Oh no, just energy work. No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't use doctors.
That's great, because what I'm feeling, what I'm seeing is that Raphael is just surrounding you with a wonderful green light. And he's the first one that came out, and the first word I hear is, you know, therapy. You're getting angel therapy. So what you need to do also is that when you go to sleep at night, do you meditate just before you go to sleep? It would be a great idea if you did that, just to meditate 10-15 minutes where with your mental vision you visualize clarity. And you visualize exactly what is it that you want. It seems that there has been just some blockages in that area.
Yes.
But you can really ask Archangel Raphael to help you. He's the one who's coming through very, very strongly.
I also recommend something around your third eye, which is the chakra located between your kind of your brow there.
Yes.
Some work with your third eye. Do you mind if I do a little bit of work on your third eye for a moment?
Oh, that's fine. Yes, I've worked on it for quite a bit to open it up, with clarity. My eyes have to be closed to see with my third eye. I really don't see it. I can see a little bit of etheric energy around people and around trees and so forth, but, with my eyes open, my third eye, I guess it seems to be the other information just overpowers it, third dimension.
Maybe some balancing with your crown chakra with the third eye. So I'm going to ask a quantum question to your consciousness. How would it be if Scott's third eye was open, clear, and balanced? Go into that state now. Created a bit of a shift, and
yes, a bit.
Yeah, it feels like your crown is pretty open, and yeah, they just needed to be in better alignment. So let's have those two chakras in alignment. Complete chakra alignment on all levels.
So, Scott, while she's doing that, the archangel that also is coming through is Archangel Michael. And Michael is also saying that he's giving you crystal clear vision, but also your intentions. Remember to work on your intentions and just say, what is it that you truly want and what is it that you really want to see in your life? And Michael is definitely going to help you with that. Okay, he says, just don't lose the faith.
The work trying to see into the other realms, if that's what is making me blur up in this realm, is because I'm wanting to work into the other realms. And I was just wondering if that's something that I'm creating an imbalance because of that.
I would suggest if you're really like, I don't know if you're trying to like trying really hard or kind of force like this other sense or not, but maybe just to relax and let it happen a little bit more. Let it just kind of come in, because you're probably a lot more sensitive than you might know. And so just...
Oh, yeah, I'm extremely sensitive, yes.
Yeah, so maybe...
Yeah, I do energy work and...
Okay. I'm also working with your...
clearing it.
With your root chakra, too. I think it's really important for you to be well grounded,
yeah,
so then your upper chakras there can be more open and supported because they'll have a good foundation of grounding. So, let's see.
So, Scott, when you do your energy work, just, you know, ask Michael to be near you and clearing you, because, as you know, Jennifer was mentioning before, you can pick up any other people's energies, which are not, you know, bad, but some are negative energies that maybe you can pick up because of egos. But, you know, just try to ask Archangel Michael at that moment, you know, just clear me and let me see this clearly. And he will help you with that, because, as you say, you are sensitive. It's just a little bit of balancing, and right now what Jennifer is doing is going to help you a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, that does take place. I can, because it gives me direction on what they need, whoever I'm working on. I can feel it on my body, and so then I just have them clear. But then sometimes it stays there. You know, I seem to, I don't know if it's out of sympathetic, you know, in sympathy form or what, that sometimes I end up wearing it.
Yeah, so, yeah, our chakras, you know, they're like ceiling fans or any kind of fan. They kind of can get dusty and mucked up, so it's good to kind of keep your chakras nice and clean. Maybe it's a daily practice or after you're done working with your clients. But how's that feeling? Are you feeling a little bit of a shift?
Yes. Yes, there's maybe a little more attention in the left eye. It just, I feel more there. Something
going on.
Hanging out there.
I feel that you will be feeling a little bit better. It will be changing, and your vision will be clear. It's, you know, you are clairvoyant, so you will start seeing more things. It is that little bit of imbalance that we all have at times. So I am sending you a lot of healing light, and Archangel Raphael again is saying that he is surrounding you with a lots of green light. So at night, you know, surround yourself in that light and just meditate 10, 15 minutes before you go to sleep. Okay?
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Okay,
blessings
care,
to
guys.
Both of you.
Blessings to you.
Bye for now.
Bye. Well, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
You could just feel, Jennifer, how, you know, the imbalance can really just throw us off. And
yeah.
I'm sure that he is very sensitive to other feelings and other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my sense as well.
Okay, so I'm going to give out the toll-free number again, 1-888-815-9756 worldwide, or 530-876-3222. So call in and Jennifer can give you a healing. It's Jennifer Yost, our guest. Hello, who's there? Who's calling? Hello? I just
lost.
Oh, we can. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Vicki. And
hi, Vicki. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm better now, but I found you by accident, which I don't believe there are any.
There are no accidents. Exactly.
I teach Reiki and I'm a nurse, but I had a question because I've been feeling really, really physically not very well lately.
Okay.
Just really tired and kind of disconnected, and there's like negative people everywhere around me.
Oh my God.
I mean, literally everywhere. And I just feel disconnected.
Oh, Vicki. Well, the first thing that came out is Archangel Michael, and he wants you definitely to clear and shield your energy. You have a lot of also sensitivity, and you pick up a lot of things. You work with a lot of people.
Yeah, I do a lot of. As it turns out, the people that come to me are. Mostly people that have been abused as kids, the inner child, my inner child work. And there's a lot of people with mental illness and addictions and personality disorders
and that's all around me.
Jennifer, that's very intense, heavy work.
So it's really important for you to, when you're finished working with those folks, to go home and even literally take a shower, just to kind of cleanse yourself. And it's excellent you do Reiki, so definitely give yourself Reiki, or even prepare, you know, before you start your day, you can visualize yourself in a bubble of light, white light. And just so you don't, you're not so susceptible to absorbing or taking on some of that stuff. Because anytime you're working with people in a direct service, such as, you know, the work you're doing, we totally are in line to absorbing the things that they release. And so it's just, but once you have a nice, good sense of awareness, it's not, you're not so susceptible. And but for now, you know, if you don't mind, I'm just going to bring in some white light to cleanse you in the moment here.
Thank you. Vicki, and while she's doing that, I just want to have one more thing for you. The crystals are coming out, too. So if you could use crystals maybe in your practice or just near you in your home, what Michael wants you to use is smoky quartz, which helps also negativity, and it helps you dispel any negativity and protects you. And maybe a garnet that you could have close to you, amethyst, those crystals would help you, okay?
Okay.
How are you doing now? Do you feel a little bit more clear?
Yeah, it's like I'm clear, but I can't explain it. Like like my light's going out. You know, I feel disconnected, like to my guides, and I mean, when I'm giving Reiki, I'm fine. After giving Reiki, I'm fine. But it's just, there's like there's no escape, you know, because I even have it at home. Actually, my ex-husband lives downstairs, and, you know, we're friends, and I kind of am a caregiver to him also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not burnout. It's like I just shut down or something. I feel blocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're feeling tired. In what area do you live?
In Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. I would say you need to come here to Seattle.
Oh, I'd love to.
You know, to
that would be great.
Yeah, to uplift you and have that, you know, that energy. But, you know, you can always raise your vibration.
Crystals are
wonderful, so they could help you. And also, you know what, if you take essential oils, that also, or flower essences, that can
rose is good for negative energy.
I was just going to say the rose is very loving and energetic, and it just gives you so much joy. If you bring, you know, a pure rose essential oil, that would help you very much.
Okay.
Also wondering, do you have any other colleagues that do Reiki or energy work?
Yeah, it's kind of strange around in this part of Virginia where I'm at. There's actually two people that I know, but they don't like to do the Reiki shares and stuff, and it's beyond me. I don't understand.
I'm wondering if you could find some people to do some trades with, just to help you stay more clear. And I was trying to ask your higher self if maybe you have some entities that are hooked on to you.
I feel that she does have some. She needs
something
to,
attached to her. That's what
a little
she's
bit of
saying
a,
is.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can remove that. Archangel Michael, let's have you come in and
we're
cut away
in
any.
Archangel Michael to clear that.
Yeah. Go to that now. And also clear your home, your living space.
Thank you.
Filling it with white light. Are you noticing anything going on?
Yeah, actually, I'm feeling lighter, much lighter.
Okay, good.
And
allow that process.
I've wondered a lot about, you know, my ex-husband, because, you know, he drinks, and there's sometimes, you know, in his eyes it does just be dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like dark. And,
yeah.
And
he
and
could
the
be
house
too,
is always too, forever staging, because it's so the air in the house, it's like heavy in here.
Yeah.
You know, I can be having a great day. I'll come in the house and I'm just like exhausted. You know,
yeah.
Archangel
so,
Michael, actually, I asked him a lot to
help you
to help me out.
Yeah.
A lot.
Do you give your husband Reiki healing?
Pardon me?
Do you give Reiki healings to your husband, you're saying, or not?
No, he doesn't want them.
He doesn't want them? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you can send him healing energy. I mean, you can just send him healing energy, you know, with no harm at all. Just surrounding that white light that Jennifer says, and just send Archangel Michael to protect him. Again, Michael is saying, you know, just have confidence and know that he can work with you. Just ask him. Don't remember to ask. Sometimes we forget to ask. So ask him and invite him into your home and you know, into your practice, so he could be with you, working by your side. Okay.
Right. And try to be real firm with your boundaries around with other people, and just holding your own boundaries to kind of keep your yourself to your sacred self. Holding
right.
some strong, nice boundaries. That's the other thing that's coming through.
Yeah,
and
I actually I did that. Legacy Center, the training there, and you know, for you know, learning to clear out your box, you know, and I forget the name of it, but for you know, improving your inner self,
mm-hmm.
and you know, losing your attachments and perceive, you know, the way you perceive something, looking at it differently, you know,
yeah.
to where it can be a neutral event instead of something that destroys you, you know,
mm-hmm.
and or upsets you emotionally, and you know, to not have the strings all over the place. And
right.
Actually, it was a tremendous. It was very hard, but it was tremendously helpful,
mm-hmm.
and I healed many things. During that 2 weeks.
So
I do feel much better now. I've
keep so confident, and we're going to have to go because we're running out of a little
yeah.
bit of time.
Okay.
But
well, I'll look at your website, and I appreciate your help. And
you know, go to the website. If you need anything, you can give me a call or send me an email. Just angelarnieras.com, and you can also contact Jennifer, and she'll give out her website in a little bit, okay?
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, and God bless you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night. Wow. So, again, that's very powerful when Michael comes in, because I know that she will be. She will be better. There's a lot of things going on out there. We do have to protect ourselves and surround it in that light, the blue light or the white light. Usually, you know, when we talk about elevating our frequencies, that's why I talk about a lot about crystals and the essential oils and Reiki. You know, all these energy healings are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think we have like 5 or 6 minutes. The number is toll-free 888-815-9756 worldwide, or 530-876-3222. Do you want to give out your information again, Jennifer?
Sure. My website for The One Gathering is just www.theonegathering.com. And my business website is www.integratehealing.com. So feel free to check that out as well.
Do you give healings at a or phone healings?
Yeah, I can provide. I've done that before.
Uh-huh. Because sometimes, you know, people, are not in the Northwest, in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, that's right.
So what I do is
yeah.
I'll, I also provide angel readings because if people cannot you know, be here around in the area.
Sure.
It's wonderful
sure.
that we could give that distance healing.
Yeah, it is wonderful. And the other thing I wanted to suggest, too, to the last caller is anytime somebody needs to clear out negative energy or just kind of stagnant energy, burning sage is a great way, mm-hmm. which you can pick up sage in any, well, kind of in any kind of mystical, spiritual store, sometimes even the supermarket. Or you can go pick it outside if you have access to sage. Or if you do Reiki, you can use some of the Reiki symbols to clear your space as well, if you're familiar with that form.
Exactly, because all those, you know, are just wonderful tools that nature gives us and that spirit gives us. It's just something that we need to use because we have physical bodies.
And that's right.
To elevate that frequency and be in attunement, as we've just mentioned, you know, it just keeps our vibration high. And just using our senses, you know, the oils,
yeah.
the sage, and just being in nature also, it's just a wonderful...
Yeah, that will reset you.
That will reset you, won't it? But just a little walk in the park.
definitely.
Or just go out and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm. Hang out with a tree. Pick up a rock.
Yeah. You know, but the roses, and I have mentioned this in other shows, that the rose has such a high vibration that,
yes.
you know, as human beings, we have like 58 to 62 megahertz, you know, the normal mm-hmm. human being, and when it just get lower, you start getting sick, it goes to 56
mm-hmm.
or 54. Lower, you know, you get just other diseases. But the rose in itself has 320 megahertz.
Wow.
So
I wonder why that's so
it
feels so good.
It's elevating, exactly. You know, when you smell it or an essential oil that's, you know, concentrated, which I love, it just completely really changes your mood. And you feel better, you're in a joyful state. And being in that joyful state, again, is just, you know, we can really cope and deal with our everyday challenges.
Yep. And also, again, going back to that heart chakra place.
Going back to our chakra, yeah, which is the rose.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's give out the information again. So the one gathering will be on August 30th, right?
Mm-hmm. It's 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Center House Theater in the Seattle Center.
Yep.
It's right next to the good old Space Needle here in Seattle. And you
and
can go online to the website. $20 in advance, $30 at the door. And it's well worth the money. It's really just priceless, actually. But
I think it's priceless.
Walk away with
$20. I mean, I was thinking, of course, you could be there.
Yeah, I that's why I priced it at such a low rate. Is just to you know, so people could come and
exactly. It's,
so
it's a
it would pay for
and
itself.
A wonderful event, like you said. It's just like, you know, give yourself the treat. If you're in the Northwest or the Pacific Northwest, it'd be great if they can come by. So
yeah,
I want to thank you for being here tonight, Jennifer. It was a pleasure talking to you and, you know, hearing all about this great information.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm sure it's going to be a great turnout.
Yeah, thank you. And I had a great time being on your show. I really appreciate your support.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. God bless you and God bless everyone out there. And may the angels protect you. Until next time.